Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete Strategist, being a primer on the theory of games of strategy, is J.D. Williams' classic introduction to game theory, first published in 1954 in the intellectual environment of the RAND Corporation and later reissued by Dover. Its purpose is not to develop game theory as a modern research field, but to teach the basic logic of strategic conflict to readers without advanced mathematical preparation. Williams presents games as structured situations in which each participant must choose actions while accounting for the possible choices of others. The book belongs to mathematics, decision theory, and strategic studies, but its tone is closer to a lucid primer than to a formal textbook. It explains payoff tables, rational choice, min-max reasoning, dominance, and mixed strategies through accessible examples. Its historical importance lies in making a once specialized subject intelligible to students, professionals, military planners, and general readers interested in competitive decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic conflict is translated into payoff matrices. A central achievement of the book is its insistence that strategic situations can be clarified by representing them as games with defined players, choices, and outcomes. Williams shows that a vague contest becomes analyzable when alternatives are placed in a payoff matrix, where each cell records the consequence of one player choice against another. This method matters because many real conflicts appear confusing, precisely because people focus on intentions, personalities, or isolated moves rather than on the full structure of possible interactions. A matrix forces the analyst to ask what each side can do, what each side wants, and how one decision changes the value of another decision. The book, therefore, treats strategy as a problem of interdependence, not merely as clever planning. The payoff table also exposes the difference between a good move in isolation and a good move against a rational opponent. This framing is especially useful in military, political, business, and bargaining contexts, where outcomes depend on paired or competing decisions rather than unilateral action. Secondly, min-max reasoning makes defensive rationality explicit. Williams gives substantial attention to the min-max principle, one of the core ideas associated with two-person zero-sum games. In this setting, one side gain is the other side loss, so a prudent player asks how to secure the best result under the worst plausible response from an opponent. The rule does not promise brilliance, luck, or psychological insight. Instead, it offers a disciplined way to avoid avoidable disaster when facing an adversary whose interests are directly opposed. The intellectual value of minimax lies in its treatment of caution as a calculable posture, rather than choosing the move with the most attractive best-case outcome. The strategist compares the least favorable consequences attached to each option and selects the option with the strongest guarantee floor. This helps explain why some aggressive-looking moves are irrational and why some modest-looking moves are strategically sound. The book presents this logic as a foundation for strategic thought, especially when trust is absent and when a player cannot assume cooperation, mercy, or error by the other side. Thirdly, mixed strategies show why calculated unpredictability can be rational. One of the more subtle lessons in The Complete Strategist is that a rational player should not always choose a single fixed action. In many games, especially those without a stable saddle point, a predictable choice can be exploited by an opponent. Williams introduces mixed strategies as a way of assigning probabilities to different actions so that the player avoids becoming strategically transparent. This is not randomness for its own sake. It is controlled uncertainty designed to prevent the other side from gaining an advantage by anticipating a pattern. The idea is important because it challenges the ordinary assumption that rationality means consistency in the sense of always doing the same best thing. In strategic conflict, consistency can become weakness if the opponent can adapt to it. A mixed strategy can make several options equivalent from the opponent perspective, thereby neutralizing opportunities for exploitation. This insight applies beyond formal games to competitive pricing, sports tactics, military deception, and negotiation, where the value of an action often depends on whether the other side expects it. Fourthly, dominance analysis removes choices that cannot withstand comparison. The book also teaches readers how to simplify a strategic problem before trying to solve it. One important technique is the elimination of dominated strategies. A choice is dominated when another available choice performs at least as well against every opposing move, and better against at least some of them. Once this relationship is identified, the inferior option can be removed from serious consideration. This matters because strategic problems often appear difficult because they contain too many nominal possibilities, many of which are not genuinely viable. By eliminating dominated alternatives, the analyst reduces noise and focuses on the meaningful structure of the conflict. Williams presents this not as a mechanical trick, but as a habit of disciplined comparison. It encourages the reader to evaluate choices across the whole range of possible opponent responses, rather than by a single imagined scenario. The same reasoning has practical value in policy, business, and personal decision-making. It warns against attachment to options that look appealing in one circumstance but are consistently weaker when considered against the full set of contingencies. Lastly, the Rand Primer popularized game theory while retaining mid-century limits. The Complete Strategist is historically distinctive because it helped move game theory from a specialized research topic into broader intellectual circulation. Written in the mid-20th century, it emerged from a period when game theory was closely associated with military planning, deterrence analysis, and the strategic culture surrounding Rand. Williams made the subject readable through examples, diagrams, and an informal style that contrasted with the technical density of more advanced works. This accessibility is part of the book's lasting importance. Readers could encounter formal strategic reasoning without first mastering graduate-level mathematics. At the same time, the book reflects its era. Its examples, humor, and illustrations can feel dated, and it does not cover later developments such as evolutionary game theory. Mechanism design, behavioral game theory, or algorithmic game theory, its strength is therefore introductory and historical rather than comprehensive. It remains valuable because it explains foundational concepts in their classical form and shows how a rigorous mode of thinking about conflict became available to non-specialists during a crucial period in modern strategic thought. In conclusion, The Complete Strategist is best suited for readers who want a foundational, historically important introduction to strategic reasoning rather than a current survey of all branches of game theory. Students encountering payoff matrices, min-max logic, or mixed strategies for the first time can use it to build conceptual confidence before moving to more formal textbooks. Readers in business, finance, public policy, military history, negotiation, or competitive analysis can benefit from its method of turning vague conflict into structured choice. Its practical value lies in teaching how to identify players, clarify payoffs, compare alternatives, remove dominated options, and think about opponent adaptation. Its intellectual value lies in showing why strategy is not merely planning ahead, but reasoning under interdependence. Compared with modern game theory books, it stands out for its compactness, historical position, and accessible exposition of classical two-person strategic games. It is less suitable for readers seeking modern research coverage or contemporary social science applications. However, as a primer, it remains distinctive because it captures the moment when game theory became understandable outside a narrow technical community. Its dated style is real, but its core analytical lessons remain useful. If you would like to support JDD, Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.